Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret. Today we are in Genesis chapter 35, beginning our study in verse 5. And this is study number 34 in Genesis. And Father, we ask that you would add your blessing to the word that we are about to read. In Jesus' name, amen. And we pick up right where we left off. And it says, referring to Jacob and his family, they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. God had somehow made it clear to the Canaanites that they would have to contend with him if they tried to hurt Jacob or any of his sons. And after Jacob's sons slaughtered their fellow Canaanites in Shechem, God is probably the only reason they did not try to kill them. Verse 6. So Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him. And he built an altar there, and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared to him when he fled from the face of his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried below Bethel under the terebinth tree. So the name of it was called Alon Bakuth. Deborah's death was probably a real blow to Jacob. Since she had been his mother's nurse, she was most likely a second mother to him. And the fact that his mother's nurse was living with him means Jacob's mother was dead also, or she would have been with her. So two of the most important ladies in Jacob's life are gone. And when a loved one dies, it's very helpful to draw close to God, to hear from God. And notice verse 9. Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Padan Aram and blessed him. It was good of God to meet with Jacob and bless him after the death of Deborah. Verse 10. And God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel shall be your name." So he called his name Israel. God had actually changed Jacob's name to Israel back in chapter 32. But God confirms the name change right here. Sometimes God has to tell us things more than once before it sticks, and we begin to apply it. Verse 11. Also God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body." What God determines to do, he will do. And it is impossible for anyone to stop him. He said, "Jacob, kings will come from you," and they did. Saul, David, Solomon, all the kings of Israel, and of course the everlasting king, Jesus Christ, all came from the line of Jacob. 12. The land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, I give to you and to your descendants after you. I give this land. The Canaanites were out to get Jacob and his sons, but God reassures Jacob that his earlier promise still stands. He is God Almighty, and he will see to it that Jacob's offspring, the Israelites, inherit that land. 13. Then God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. I do not know where heaven is exactly. I do not know how far up it is. But it is definitely up. When Jesus left, he went up. When he returns, he will come down. And now, after God finishes talking with Jacob, he leaves him by going up. 14. So Jacob set a pillar in the place where he talked with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering on it, and he poured oil on it. Drink offerings were always, always wine, which was poured on an altar. And Jacob offered to God what he would have been probably happy to drink himself, what would have been refreshing to him. God did not need it. God was not thirsty. God was not blessed by the wine. He was blessed by the fact that Jacob gave it to him. Because it was a valuable thing to Jacob. 15. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spoke with him Bethel. Jacob built an altar, set up a pillar, and consecrated it. He then dedicated it to God and called it Bethel, or the house of God. God, of course, is not confined to any single place. Heaven is his home. But there is a sense in which buildings or rooms that are consecrated to God for worship are God's house. 16. Then they journeyed from Bethel, and when there was but a little distance to go to Ephrath, Rachel labored in childbirth, and she had hard labor. Ephrath is Bethlehem. They were about 1 mile from Bethlehem when Rachel goes into labor, and it is a rough one. 17. Now it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, "Do not fear, you will have this son also." The midwife is trying to encourage Rachel. It'll all be over soon. But then something went wrong. Verse 18. And so it was, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. Notice that when Rachel's body was dying, her soul was departing. Our soul does not die with our body, and it does not stay in the body after it dies. And from this verse, and also from the testimony of many on their deathbed, the soul's leaving is sometimes a slower process than we might think. 19. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. According to history, Rachel died after being married to Jacob for 23 years. And this death cut Jacob deep. She was the love of his life, no doubt about that. 20. And Jacob set a pillar on her grave, which is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. Jacob built a monument as a memorial to his wife Rachel. God does not want us to live in the past, but it's good to remember past blessings and the people who meant so much to us in the past. 21. Then Israel journeyed and pitched his tent beyond the Tower of Eder. Israel stops about 1 mile south of Bethlehem. And according to ancient records, this is the place where the angels appeared to the shepherds on the night that Jesus was born. 22. And it happened, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard about it. Bilhah, Rachel's maid, and Jacob's concubine commit sin with Jacob's son, Reuben. It was a terrible sin. But at the same time, it was a fitting discipline against Jacob for having concubines in the first place. Verse 23. Jacob's sons are listed. We won't read these next few verses. Let's skip down to verse 27. Then Jacob came to his father Isaac at Mamre, or Kirjath Arba, that is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had dwelt. Jacob visited his father when he was old and about to die. And let's look at verse 28. Now the days of Isaac were 180 years. God is actually jumping ahead and telling us about the death of Isaac here. Isaac did not die until 12 years after Jacob's son Joseph was sold by his brothers into slavery. And so actually Jacob died, or I should say Isaac died, around Genesis chapter 41, verse 29. So Isaac breathed his last and died and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days. And his son Esau and Jacob buried him. And according to one Jewish historian, Isaac died in the year 1716 BC.